Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, Season 2, and I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. Like I said, I was going to be covering a lot of different facts and a lot of other information, stuff that people need to know that they do not know. It's the year 2020. It's time to start a new decade of our life moving forward. However, there's a lot of skills a lot of people don't have, and I want to make sure that they understand what they are so that they can have them. Most of them for school, but you can use them for other things as well. Last time we talked about what learning actually is and how it's effective in our lives and what we use it for. Today I'm going to cover lifelong learning and how it affects our life moving forward outside of schooling, not just in school or any of the educational branches, regardless of whether military or otherwise. There's so much information out there that a lot of people need to know that they don't know. And I feel like if we don't cover it all, or at least try to cover some of it, you know, people will continue to walk around being ignorant of what they do and do not know. And it's not that I'm saying everybody's an idiot. Believe me, that is not the cause or the reason for why I'm doing this. I do it because I enjoy doing it and I enjoy helping other people. Everyone's got a purpose. Everyone's got a role to play. I know what mine is, and I'm going to go ahead and do just that. So today we're going to cover lifelong learning. And if I have time, I might start on another topic before close to the end of this. And with that being said, please feel free to look forward to another podcast coming later today. I might do more than one. So let's have a great day, everybody. Today's topic, lifelong learning, and the next topic after that is the different learning styles. So let's get started, shall we? Everybody, and we're back. Let's go ahead and get started with what lifelong learning is. Now, as I mentioned before, most people associate learning with formal education, typically schools, college, university, even military, believe it or not. You know, we're told from an early age that we should get a good education, generally speaking. It is true that a formal education of some resulting quality is important. Now, education does maximize our potential to find better and more satisfying jobs, possibly earn more, perhaps, maybe, or become more successful in any chosen career, or in some cases just enlighten us to be a lot better than we are currently. You know, but schooling is only one type of learning. Keep that in mind. There are many other opportunities to further your knowledge and develop your skills throughout your lifetime that people are just not aware of. You know, knowledge can be acquired and skill sets developed anywhere you go in the world, regardless of what it is. It's unavoidable. You can't avoid learning. It happens all the time. If you're listening to this podcast, you're learning, because chances are you don't know what I'm about to talk about. You know, lifetime learning is about creating and maintaining a positive attitude to learning, both from personal development and even professional ones. You know, lifetime learners, my dad is an example of this, are motivated to learn and develop because they want to. It's a deliberate and voluntary act. It's a choice. Okay, you want to know more. You don't want to be sitting there dumbfounded while everyone else does all the work. And in some cases, even if you're lazy that way, at some point, you know, you want to hear those words, congratulations, well done, thank you for your service. You want to have that feeling of joy in you. Everyone does. But before you can get that, at some point, you have to get up and say, you know what? I want to learn something. I want to be useful to someone else. There's two main reasons for learning throughout our lifetime, okay? First one is for personal development, and the other one is for professional development, as I mentioned a second ago. Lifetime learning enhances our understanding of the world around us and provides us more and better opportunities, as well as the quality in our life being better. These reasons may not necessarily be distinct to personal development, or can help improve your employment opportunities or professional development, but they do enable personal growth beyond where you currently are. You know, learning for its own sake begins, or rather brings its own advantages. For example, learning in whatever context helps you, it can be fun. It can boost your confidence and self-esteem. It makes us less risk-averse and more adaptable to change when it actually happens. It helps us achieve a more satisfying personal life, or challenges our ideas and beliefs. You know, that's just one of the many, many ways that it does that. So, with that being said, I'm going to take a short break here. And I'm going to split this next piece in two on purpose. And we're going to talk about personal development and professional development. Alrighty then. Let's go ahead and move on with the first topic of the two. Learning for personal development. Okay, well, let's see. There doesn't need to be a specific reason for learning, since learning for the sake of learning can in itself be rewarding in its own right. I mean, me learning how to do a podcast and even doing that in the first place was mostly for personal development, not so much professional. You know, there is a common view that continuous learning and having an active mind throughout your life may delay or halt some progress of some forms of dementia, although there's actually no scientific proof or evidence that supports that. So, with that being said, keeping your brain active does have its advantages. Now, that being said, since learning can prevent you from becoming bored and thus enable a more fulfilling life at any age, you know, there are of course many reasons why people learn for personal development. You may want to increase your knowledge or skills around a particular hobby or pastime that you enjoy. I enjoy bowling. I love cooking and I love learning stuff on the computer. I also enjoy doing these podcasts, so it could be for that. Or perhaps you want to develop some entirely new skill that will in some way enhance your life. Take a pottery or a car mechanic course, for example. Or perhaps you want to research a medical condition or your ancestry like most people do nowadays. These are just a couple of examples. I mean, perhaps you're planning to take a trip and you want to learn more about the history and culture of your destination. Actually, let me hold off on that for a second. That's something you should do, period, especially if you're going to a country you've never been to before. Just throwing that out there. But I mean, still, it's for personal development. You're not using it to make money, you're going there to explore. Or maybe you'll decide to take a degree course later in your life simply because you just enjoy your chosen subject and the challenges of an academic study. While this one is not as common as it used to be, it still, to some degree, holds a lot of weight, and a lot of people do it. Take me, for example. Regardless of what I get my degree in and what I'm going to school for, whether I get a decent job or not, using that degree is irrelevant to me because I actually enjoy studying in my field. It's just something that, you know, it piques my interest, you know? Like the fact that I love cooking. I'll go and learn everything I can about that just for the sake of doing it, not so much because I want to go work and own my own restaurant. If that happens, great. That's not the end goal. So, yes. We're going to take a short break, and I'll come back and we'll talk about professional development. Then, and we're back. Next on the list of things to cover is professional development. Now, our capacity to earn is directly related to our willingness to learn, if that is the main topic of our discussion in the first place. Being well educated is not necessarily the key to employment, although qualifications may get you an interview, actually helping you get the job and so much more, whatever it takes to do so, but presentation is also important. I do believe I already covered that in a podcast previously, so feel free to go check that out. Employers are typically looking for people who are well-balanced. You know, people with skills that they can use in multiple fields, different areas. This includes the ability to demonstrate that you're able to actually still learn and grow, as well as develop other abilities that other people may or may not have. You know, if you find yourself unemployed, then use the time wisely. With that being said, learning something new can help pay off with new opportunities, which might not otherwise have arisen if you had stayed with the current skill set that you currently were employed with. At the same time, if you are employed, take advantage of training, coaching, mentoring, opportunities, anything that you can get your hands on that'll help you continuously grow in some way or form. This will allow you to become more popular in the employer's eyes and possibly increase your pay rate depending on the type of job you have. It makes you more indispensable, regardless of how you want to look at that. Now, with that being said, putting the time in for extra learning brings its own reward. In other words, it means that we can get more personal satisfaction in our lives, as well as our jobs, if we at least understand more about who we are and what we do, or what you can do. I'm not telling you go learn a skill just simply because you want to get a job. You have to actually have a talent for that skill. Or you can do like other people and work really hard and get it, but that means you're going to have to work even harder to maintain it. That being said, this can lead to way better results working day in, day out. I mean, if you choose to learn another complementary sector alongside the current type of skill set that you have, not only does it open up more opportunities, but it allows you to specialize in certain areas and potentially earn more and become more connected with your industry if that's something that you care about. Wider experience helps build more knowledge, which begets more skills, which begets more transferable abilities, and more adaptability. From a financial standpoint of view, a more highly skilled and knowledgeable worker is an asset to any company and can lead to faster promotions with associated salary increases. Someone who can offer more expertise will be worth more than a person who, well, doesn't, or just employs regular people who used to be customers. Expertise is also often a key quality of an effective leader. If you have that, then you can obviously teach other people about stuff they don't know. With this being said, if you're frustrated with your job, continuing to hone your skills will make it easier to find new ways out of potentially stressful work situations, and keeping an open mind to learning and giving yourself room for flexibility is the key to a great job satisfaction, an environment you actually like, and furthermore, potentially staying ahead of competitors for jobs by being more experienced and knowledgeable in your area. It just basically gives you an edge. So, with that being said, I'm going to take a short break right here, and next we're going to cover mastering your ability to learn and why that's even important in the first place. Now, let's go ahead and talk about mastering your learning, alright? In his book, Make It Faster, Colin Rose used the mnemonic master to describe the six stages he believes are key to becoming an effective learner. And these stages can be applied to any type of learning, either formal or informal. The first one's motivation, the next one's acquire, search, trigger, exam, and reflect. I know it doesn't make much of a sense, and I guess some of them are kind of understandable, but I'm going to go through each one in short so you get a good idea of what I'm talking about. First things first, motivation. Lifelong learning requires self-motivation. You need to feel positive about learning, about your ability to learn, and if you're struggling to see the point of learning what you are learning, you're unlikely to do well, so you need to be motivated. I do believe I did do a podcast on self-motivation, so feel free to go check that out. Next is acquire. Effective learning requires that you acquire information through reading, listening, observing, practicing, experimenting, and even experience. I mean, information is all around you. The trick is to acquire relevant and meaningful information to develop those information and knowledge that you have into skills. You know, again, going back to a previous topic I covered, study skills. Next is to search. This one might seem a little weird, but learning is successful when you can search for a personal meaning in the information we're acquiring. I mean, we find it hard to remember facts without understanding them and being able to put them into context. Learning is about applying what you acquire and asking questions to yourself, such as, how does this idea help me in my life? or what has this experience taught me about myself? These are questions that people need to ask in order to know if they understand the material that they're learning. Next is trigger. Human beings are notoriously bad at retaining information, as I clearly just stated. You cannot remember, and you will not remember everything that you read, hear, or experience, okay? But you can help trigger recollections in various ways. For example, taking notes, practice, discussion, experiment with new ideas, skills, and other things that you've learned. This is why in math they tell you to do the problems over, over, and over, and over, and over. They want you to create triggers so that the next time you see that problem or its type, you know exactly how to solve it. In some cases, you may not even remember, but you'll just start solving it anyway. Next is to examine. You should regularly examine your knowledge to help reinforce your mind of what you've learned. You should always try to keep an open mind, question your understanding, and be open to new information. Those who lock themselves away, well, good luck to you. Talking to others and seeing their point of view can be a powerful way of examining your own perception and understanding of a subject and allow you to be more open. Finally, reflect. When you reflect on your learning and think about how you learned and why you learned it, including how you felt about the particular topic or and/or subject before or after you developed your knowledge, you know, it helps. You know, and on that note, learn from your mistakes as well as your successes and always try to remain positive. With this being said, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't learn from only your mistakes. You can learn from your successes too if you know how to do it. With that being said, I think I should go ahead and cover note-taking and reflective practice too as well. But those are topics for the future, so look forward to that. So to wrap this up and, you know, move on into the next topic, let's talk about what learning gives you. First off, it gives you options. The bottom line is this. Whatever your life path, there are a number of sometimes unanticipated benefits to continual personal and professional development, whatever your age. It's never too late to start. Now, successfully changing career paths in midlife and spending time informally developing the expertise, is more common than ever, especially since there's constant and rapid change in market conditions every single day. Most people still rely on succeeding in employment from their abilities to earn a living, rather than learning something new that will help move them up the ranks faster. The more flexible we can be about our direction, the easier we can make our lives. Our economy is shifting increasingly towards short-term and part-time contracts with more flexible work patterns, whilst old industries are shifting abroad. The time where you used to work from the bottom up is almost gone. Just to go ahead and state that as a fact. You know, we have to adapt to changes going on in the work world while making improvements to ourselves and make more of ourselves by, you know, stepping out of our comfort zones or our ideas and how we believe on our life and how it's going. There's no way to move forward unless you do so. Relying on job permanence for earnings and promotion is not as feasible as it used to be, so keep this in mind. Because of work-life instability, more people of all ages are turning their hobbies into a business idea. Continually following one passion outside of work can lead to you getting paid for doing what you love aside from the job that you have, and typically you'll develop business and other transferable skills as you go along, until the point that you can delegate your least favorite jobs to someone else. Keep in mind that no matter how far you go in life or what you end up doing, at some point you're still going to end up working for somebody or having someone work under you, and having the ability to do what is necessary and lead other people from the different skills that you know may actually be a step up in the right direction for you. Now, I did cover a lot of personal skills in the past. I don't remember covering too many of them. I know there's still more to cover. And there's a lot of other skills I wish to cover and finish cover, such as leadership, learning, presentation, and writing skills, and even more on parenting skills as we go forward, but, you know, only time will tell. Everything has their own area Everyone has their own expertise, even me. So with that being said, look forward to other podcasts coming soon and other developments as we move forward. Again, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix, and I'll see y'all next time.